We'll take our first question from Powell Bigiel of MBank Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first question is, I just wanted to decompose the result of press at market in Poland to declines in press paid circulation and other factors, because I do I correctly assume that the let's say press the ad revenue by one daily sold is declining in pace like 15%.
To be honest, if you could elaborate a bit more on the question, because I'm not following you. What's your point?
Well, I learned from the presentation that the press ad market in Poland declined by 27 or 8% in first quarter year on year, right?
Yes.
So I just want to decompose that into and the declines in paid circulation and other factors. And could you comment on other factors? Because I learned that circulation was down by 10% actually. So there must be some other factors that caused that negative results of whole segment, right?
I think that it's better to understand the situation if you go to our report where we split the numbers into Gazeta Wyborcza and magazines, because when if you look only on the presentation, these numbers are combined, so it can be a bit misleading. So if you go to the to our pay or to our report, then you will see the copy size and advertising revenue splitted among Gazeta Wyborcza magazines and Metro, and probably you will see the numbers. I can read the numbers, but I think it's better for you to go to the.
Well, I think I'm not correctly understood. The thing is that regarding the whole press ad market in Poland, we have ad market in Poland declined by nearly 30% year on year, but press paid circulation was down only by 10%. And I wanted to ask why the difference is so huge.
You know, this is very difficult to put these two numbers into correlation for one quarter. These are the trends which are observed for few last years. And it's our effort and the whole market to somehow to persuade the advertisers that the decline in ad market for press is exaggerated in comparison to the declines in the copy sales. But this is the way which we try to somehow to explain to the advertisers and the results and as they are. We are also a bit surprised, it's not only for this quarter, that the drops in ad sales are as big in comparison to the drops in paid circulation. But the market structure is like this.
Yes, yeah, so you actually saw in the first quarter lower interest of media houses in press advertisement.
This is the interest is on the same level as we could see it in the previous quarters, meaning that the dynamics of the ad markets in press are not very good, and the declines are on the level of something like 30%, as you could see.
Okay, thank you. The next question is. Could you just comment on the paywall introduced in February this year, and could you reveal the number of subscribers as it is right now?
Okay, so once we started the project, we already at the beginning said that we give ourselves at least 6 months to see how it's performing, and after this period we will be ready to say more about it. So in order to keep this promise, I will not tell you the numbers. We are still learning the new technology. The offer was accepted by the readers in a positive way. We are positive about our projections and objectives as we presented them 2 months ago. And as we After this 6-7 months period, probably we will tell you much more about it.
Okay, next question. You altered the reporting method of selected operating segments. I understand that, but I just want to know what would be the EBIT margin in all cinema segments, I mean excluding special projects.
Are you asking for the projected EBITDA margin or for the current one?
When I see a new segment, the cinema, it includes also special projects, right?
In yes.
First quarter. And excluding that, what would be EBIT margin in first quarter this year?
Yeah, if you look at in our report, we present sales of special projects and costs related to special projects. So you can easily exclude them and calculate it by yourself. We don't split the profits level for separate business lines. But once in this case we present revenues and costs, it's quite easy to calculate it by your own.
Okay, so if I exclude those numbers, I've got something like old segments, right?
Yeah, more or less, yes.
Okay, last question from me. From financial statement, I learned that you had 47 million of receivable deposited by IMS as collateral in relation to a contract for bus shelters in Warsaw. Could you please describe how was that presented in your financial statement? I mean, in balance sheet and in cash flow.
This 47 million is presented in long-term receivables because it's a restricted cash due to, as we said, it's a collateral for the contract. So in the balance sheet, it's in the long-term receivables. Sorry.
Okay. And in cash flow statement, that was included in cash flow from operations?
Yes.
Okay, and just really last question. Could you comment on decline in short-term payables?
If you look at the short-term payables, we have two different factors. One is very much relating to changes in tax law. There's a different method of stating the term of the invoices about the period of sales. And this influences one quarter and distorts the results in this line in order to because the base is changed in comparison to the fourth quarter of last year. And the second one is that the level of payables for the fourth quarter of 2012 was lower than for the fourth quarter of 2013. So you could see the distortion in the numbers. There's nothing special about it, but the way
okay.
We pay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have any additional questions, thank you very much for joining our conference call today, and please be invited for the results of the second quarter of this year, probably in 3 months' time. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.